Why don't you tell about the raccoons, Vera?
No, I don't
that's
wanna.
Pretty funny.
I don't want to.
So we have. I think you told a raccoon story on one of your shows. Past
I know I
about
have.
The hanging in the tree raccoon.
Yeah, and guess who's going to say he's telling a raccoon story again? That poor old sea hag. I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh yes. Who do you think's going to be saying that, huh?
Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk a little bit about Big Fatty? We'll end up at the beginning of his show again.
No.
Oh, you don't want to? You don't want to give him
I
that
don't
much?
I don't choose to have that kind of media exposure.
Oh, okay. Because it really does degrade us to appear
yes,
on the Big Fatty program. All right.
I wouldn't be caught dead on that big bald show.
That, no, he's not bald. He gets his
big
hair.
Big bald.
Oh, big B-A-L-L-E-D.
There's a hyphen there. There's a hyphen, not B-A-L-D.
Oh,
The big bald fatty
different,
show.
Different balds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm frankly sick and tired of listening to podcasts and hearing that big fat thing mentioned constantly. He does a 20-minute show. He yatters and yammers on about absolutely nothing.
Natters
on about nothing. Plays this shitty old music that we've heard for a billion times.
It's checkerboard time. Hello, every now are you all. It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good men everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Plays this shitty old music that we've heard for a billion times, says absolutely nothing, and he's the cat's ass for everybody. I don't understand.
I think he's the bee's knees.
I don't fucking understand. I don't want to understand.
He's the snake's hips.
I'm going to go in and I'm going to excise the entire section of talking about Big Fatty from out of this program. That's what I'm going to do. Except I never do that kind of thing. So we'll just leave it.
You should have seen Vera's gestures just then, audience. Grand sweeping gestures. Vera is very grand at moments.
I'm a grand dame.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So raccoons.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I wouldn't be caught dead on that big bald show.
And he's the cat's ass for everybody.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 416 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 8th of September 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty's going to talk about the resurrection of Big Fatty's iPhone, and I've been contacted by someone from the past. Woo! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, did you have a great Labor Day? Because, you know, Big Fatty has only heard from two people, y'all. Just two people. Not including Jeremiah. Y'all, there are planes landing here in the Fat Cave. That's all I gotta say. But there are only two people contacted Big Fatty about what they did for their Labor Day. Now, maybe they just haven't had a chance to call. Maybe they just haven't had a chance to call. But, y'all, I'm not playing. I'm not playing Jeremiah's phone voice letter. And y'all, I'm gonna entice you a little bit more. I'm gonna entice you a little bit more. Y'all, Jeremiah was calling from the French Quarter in Nolens, y'all. So now, y'all, you know damn good and well there's gonna be a good story from Nolens. So, but I'm not playing it unless I hear from some other people. Larry the Lurker, you didn't call me today. Oh, y'all, I think he means business. We better call. But y'all, Big Fatty, I did not receive a phone call from this person, but y'all, Big Fatty, got a blast from the past. And for those of you who used to listen to the Little Fatty Cast, here is a hint of who called Big Fatty. Y'all, do you have any idea who that might be? I know Brian from Boston probably knows who it is. And he's going, oh, even though I haven't heard from him, because he evidently does not want to hear Jeremiah's phone call from the French Quarter down in Nolens. But y'all, if you listen to the Little Fatty Cast, this person was one of the first people. John from Ely may know this one. And Miss Wes may know this one also. Alpha, I don't know. Will you remember this? Archer, he's no longer with us. But y'all, that was the sound effect that we used to play when we heard from Simon over in the UK. So y'all, we've got Naught, we've got Stephen the Uck, we've got John and Ely, and Simon is back, y'all. Simon is back. Y'all, Simon's a hottie. But y'all, he wrote to Big Fatty just out of the blue. Out of the blue. Oh! And he says, "Hi, your Big Fatness. Long time since I've listened to any podcast, but I've really missed the Big Fatty. Resubscribed and now on loyal listener again. I guess one loyal listener again. Can't spell, y'all. Just can't spell. Y'all, he used to work in a call center. Hated it. He hated it. So, take care and looking forward to the next show. Simon in the Uck. Although, y'all, he never used to sign it, Simon in the Uck. It was just Simon. But, yeah, I guess that was to let me know which Simon it was. Because, you know, it could have been simple Simon, you know, because, y'all, he met a Pyman on the way to the fair. He also wrote back to says he has resurfaced and he has a new job, which you, evidently not in the call center anymore, y'all, which is very close to a new home. Y'all, he was living with his sister there for a while. And all he would do is go to work and go to the gym. Go to work and go to the gym. Go to the work, go to the gym. But he's very close to his, he lives very close to his new job. He has a new home. He's moved back to the suburbs of Southwest London. So he's back in civilization. Y'all, he used to live in bumfuck England. I don't know if that is the true English pronunciation of it, but anyway, it's close. And y'all, he has a new boyfriend, or maybe he has a new Big Fatty. I don't know. But the boyfriend's name, I won't tell you what the boyfriend's name is, but it's Simon. And life is pretty darn good, he says. He's even getting a place with the Big Fatty. Oh, getting a place together with the boyfriend before Christmas. And, y'all, he says that he knows that I do not use the Facebook, the My Face, because I'm old and fat, but I really, I should, what does this say? But you should. Got some great picks waiting for the next show. Simon, I do not have to be a member of the MyFace for you to send me some of the great picks, okay? In fact, I prefer that you just go ahead and send me the great picks. But y'all, Simon used to go out and get drunk. He would go out and dance on boxes and everything. And y'all, Big Fatty was planning a trip over there, and then that's when he disappeared. He got scared. Oh, Big Fatty's coming. Oh, I got to get out of here. So anyway, so Simon, welcome back. And if you run into Steve in the Uck or Naught or John from Ely, tell him I said hey. And if y'all run into Simon, tell him I said hey. Because, you know, y'all, they run into each other all the time. All the time. Now, y'all, I want to tell you, the hag, believe it or not, y'all, it is, I know it's not Christmas, but it must be the season of miracles, because she got a Monday show out in a reasonable amount of time. And so I was able to, once I resurrected the iPhone, in fact, let's just talk about that right now instead of the sea hag. By the way, the sea hag, she got a shirt from Miss West, y'all. Did she ever put a picture of that up? No. Oh, no. But, y'all, she can remember that Big Friday will give her a hard time about a raccoon story. But can she remember to take a fucking picture of the sea hag shirt? Oh, no. No, no. No, no. Uh-uh. Anyway, y'all, What was happening is Big Fatty got the new charging case, and y'all, it kept saying, "Oh, Big Fatty, this is not compatible with the iPhone," and I'm going, "But you fucking sold it to me saying that it was compatible with the iPhone." So anyway, it wouldn't charge and all this kind of stuff. And so what I thought I'd do is I would reinitiate the phone. I don't think that's the right term, but anyway, I was just reinitiate the phone and do a clean wipe, you know, just as you do after a good colonic explosion, a clean wipe. And anyway, so I did that, but I had it plugged into the case, y'all, and that's when it froze up. It went through the whole process and it froze up. And y'all, that Kim Beaver, she's already on it. She is on it over there at the lodge, y'all. She sent me a message. I had to go over there immediately. Had to go over to the lodge immediately, y'all. In fact, I understand that she's also burning a plaid candle now in the window at the lodge. I don't know that for sure, but that's the rumor out on the interwebs. But anyway, so y'all, it wouldn't do anything. It wouldn't cut off. It wouldn't reset. It wouldn't. It was giving big fatty a fit. It was just giving big fatty a fit, y'all. And so I there's nothing I could do. And when I woke up on Monday morning, it was dead. It was just completely dead. The battery had just run down. And so I packed it all up in my little Apple Snack Store bag, and I had my appointment at 12:15 on Monday to take it into the Apple Snack Store to go, oh, Big Freddy, this is unacceptable to me. Oh, Big Freddy, let us fix that for you, because we know you are an international internet celebrity, as you know, y'all, as proved by Simon, because he's back. He's back, y'all. Went in, and I didn't have the bag when I went in, but I told Larry Clive that, oh, the iPhone is dead. And so he says, what happened? He says, well, bring it in and let's see if I can do something with it. So I brought it in, and of course it was dead. So we plugged it in to the electrical outlet in the office, and so it got a little bit of a charge on it. And then, y'all, he hit the couple of buttons, and you know, y'all, Tom, from that Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago's, Tom also sent Big Fatty this little tip, but this was after Larry Clyde had worked the magic. Y'all, I give total credit to Larry Clyde. However, if Larry Clyde hadn't been there, Tom and Terry in the Chicago's would have gotten all the credit. So there's partial credit there. So because it showed that Tom, from Tom and Terry, Terry didn't write to Big Fatty and tell him that. No, he was at one of their places. Y'all, and y'all, for them to take time out on Labor Day, a national holiday not observed by the coal mine, to e-letter Big Fatty and say, oh, Big Fatty, you might want to try this. Y'all, to take time out of a busy holiday to e-letter Big Fatty from one of their places is too much. So anyway, we finally got it to charged up enough to push the buttons, and y'all, it worked. And so we downloaded the software and everything, brought it back over to the Fat Cave and uploaded all the podcasts and the information and everything. But y'all, it did not retain the ringtones. The ringtones are there, that it just didn't keep the ringtones with the people that I had assigned it to. So I've got to go back in and reassign the ringtones. But that's probably good, because I didn't like the way I'd assigned them anyway. So it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for Big Fatty to go back in, since we've had a clean wipe, y'all. There's been a clean wipe. And so that's where that is. But now, y'all, what was I talking about? I was talking about the CHAC, y'all. I listened to the CHAC, because y'all, it's very unusual to get a Monday show in a reputable amount of time, and so I listened to it this afternoon. Y'all, she was talking about watching the Jerry Lewis telethon, and y'all, and she did that ever since she was a child, and y'all, Big Fatty did as well. And I wrote to the CHAC, and I said, I also grew up watching hour upon hour of the Jerry Lewis telethon. And y'all, it was always, watching there at the end of the show to see if they beat it by $1. All he wanted was to raise $1 more than he raised the year before. And and he'd get out there and he'd sing. He'd sing at the end. He would sing that, if you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark, because at the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on. And y'all, it's all these children in wheelchairs, and he's telling them to walk on. And y'all, it seemed a little cruel to me, but, you know, that's okay. Because, you know, that's the French love Jerry Lewis, and so does the CHAC. I believe the CHAC may be partially French, or at least we can check on the kissing aspect. Oh, that just made me want to vomit in my... in the back of my mouth a little bit. Y'all, Brian from Danbury has sent me a picture, and y'all, it is the sea hag, and I'm a little afraid to post this picture because y'all, it is, her moves are just huge. Maybe look for this picture. I may have to cover up the nipples because y'all, you know, despite what you may think, clothespins are for something other than nipples, or they used to be. Now it's just for nipples. As we heard on yesterday's show, and y'all, by the way, you didn't hook a greeting card to the bicycle spokes. It was a playing card, not a greeting card. Although I guess a greeting card could probably work also, but it was the playing card that made the motorcycle sound. And so, you know, Big Fatty was just a little fucked up. Y'all, I do want to talk for a second here, but anyway, I'll post that picture of the Sea Hag. The new mascot of the Sea Hag at noon tomorrow. Tomorrow, y'all, it's going to be noon tomorrow on not tomorrow. Today is Tuesday. Oh, Brick Friday, get your days right. You're as bad as that person that doesn't podcast anymore. And, y'all, I wouldn't be surprised if Kim Beaver doesn't steal this new mascot picture. Speaking of that, y'all, I have not received a phone call from Mascot John. And, y'all, evidently he listens to the BFO. Well, he twitties with Big Fatty. But anyway, and y'all, that Big Ricky, he's been down there in the Key West. Down there in the Key West, thank God there was not a hurricane because it would have... can you just imagine Big Ricky trying to evacuate? And y'all, when I say evacuate, I think you know what I mean. But anyway, I'll post that picture. And y'all, this is just a fucking train wreck, isn't it? And y'all, since I've got just another minute here, Trucker Alex sent me something, and it's I haven't read this. It's long but cute, he says, and you know that's kind of like Big Fatty's penis, long but cute. 86-year-old lady's letter to the bank. Shown below is an actual letter that was sent to the bank by an 86-year-old woman. The bank manager thought it was amusing enough to have it published in the New York Times. Now, y'all, I think this is a cover-up. I think this 86-year-old woman was Big Old Bottom, Bob, Trucker Alex's other half. Dear sir, I am writing to thank you for bouncing my check, which I endeavored to pay my plumber last month. By my calculations, 3 nanoseconds must have elapsed between his presenting the check and the arrival in my account of the funds needed to honor it. I refer, of course, to the automatic monthly deposit of my entire pension by an arrangement which, I admit, has been in place for only 8 years. You are to be commended for seizing that brief window of opportunity and also for debiting my account $30 by way of penalty for the inconvenience caused by your bank. Springs from the manner in which this incident has caused me to rethink my errant financial ways. I noticed that whereas I personally answer your telephone calls and letters, when I try to contact you, I am confronted by the impersonal, overcharging, pre-recorded, faceless entity which your bank has become. From now on, I, like you, choose only to deal with a flesh and blood person. My mortgage and loan payments will therefore and hereafter no longer be automatic, but will arrive at your bank by check, addressed personally and confidentially to an employee at your bank whom you must nominate. Be aware that it is an offense under the Postal Act or any other for any other person to open such an envelope, please find attached an application. Contact. Oh, okay, y'all, this is fucking too long. Okay, never mind. Y'all, I'm so sorry that we ended on such a downer note there. Trucker Alex, I'm sure it's delightful, but y'all, you know, sometimes we kind of just... Big Friday, you need to screen these things before you start this shit. And, you know, Big Friday, Y'all, I've got a couple of things here that I want to talk about, but y'all, I have come to the end of the day, and y'all, when you come to the end of the day with Big Fatty, there are only a couple of things that come to mind.
I wouldn't be caught dead on that big bald show.
And he's the cat's ass for everybody.
Meow! You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! We'll be right back. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.